Morning, folks. This is Scott, your host at Sharing the Burden. We're live at 102.9 FM, whistlefm.com, formerly Whistle Radio. Sharing the Burden believes in life recovery. We are a life recovery group, and we follow the 12 steps of sharing the burden to support the hurting. All are welcome at our meetings. We hold weekly meetings in several locations. Check out sharingtheburden.ca to find the meeting closest to you, or start your own. And we need one in Stouffville soon. Got two great guests here this morning, folks, and they've both been on before. Gary only recently, and Raj many times. Raj is a longtime associate of ours at Sharing the Burden, and he brings his story on and on and on and on, and that's the story we want to hear, because that's a recovery story, and I believe those who live the recovery life live a wonderful life. And I don't care if they're recovering from nothing or recovering from multiple addictions. It really doesn't matter. The recovery life, the 12-step philosophy, the connection to God makes it a wonderful way to live, period. Gentlemen, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning. Thank you. Thanks for having us on the show.
Oh, hey, my pleasure. Gary, you did something in Virginia recently, I understand. Was it you got married, or you were ending yours and marrying? What was going on there?
Well, let me start by saying I want to thank the Lord for this day, that what he's done and continues to do. So I was in Virginia last weekend to witness my nephew getting married. Now, this wasn't the usual wedding, because this wedding was special because it was with my siblings for the first time ever. And so that was an awesome privilege to witness that with my siblings. It's 8 years now that we've come together, and not just my siblings, but my nieces and nephews and my great nieces and nephews. So that was a great thing to experience, and there's so much about that trip. It was more than about the wedding, because I met some people along the way, along that journey, that I didn't expect, who were hurting people. And you know, it doesn't matter where we go, there's always somebody who's hurting. And you know, God will use you in a way, a stranger, perfect stranger, to go and speak to somebody, and they're like, whoa, this guy doesn't even know me. And you know, you speak into their life, or they impact you. So Virginia was quite touching in so many ways, and got to visit a slave plantation.
Really?
Yes. Wow. And that was pretty riveting. You know, it kind of opens your eyes. You think you know, and hey, all this happened here. And it's just baffling to see how the, you know, the slaves lived, how they were treated. And man's heart is wicked, right?
Yeah.
And it goes beyond even a plantation, right? It's right here where we live, in Canada.
Yeah.
You know? So here we are sharing a burden. Are we going to be the game changers?
We have to be.
We have to be, right?
Yeah. All we got is now.
Well, exactly. We got now. I was saying to somebody this morning who was very negative, and I said, hey, let's speak positivity. Let's not, you know, affect negative things. Let's not do that. Let's not be toxic. I said, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us enjoy and not destroy.
Right on.
Right on. Right?
Say hello to Raj.
Mr. Raj.
Hi, Gary.
So you said that we have met before.
Yes, we have.
On good terms?
Of course, I think on good terms. Yeah. I never try. I try and I meet people on good terms, not on bad terms.
Same here. So we got something going on then.
Yes, that's for sure.
So we definitely don't have the same mother, but I believe we got the same father.
We have the same. Might have the same color.
No. Oh, wait a minute. Just a second. They left me in longer, Raj.
Okay, that's true.
They left me in longer.
Sorry, folks. You got to see the different shades here to know what they're talking
but
about.
But we're both shades of glory.
Yeah.
That's true.
We're blowing the whistle on hate. No pun intended.
Right. Much more glorious looking than I am in terms of shades, I'll tell you. But anyway, Raj, we just said to Gary that you're part of a continuing story as you come every month, basically, and have done for a couple of years. You did some of Jason's work for quite a while. I learned how to, you know, run the machinery behind the wires and so on. And now you're working up in Barrie and looking after your recovery and your family in a remote sense from wherever you can. And in general, and I mean, you know, again, we're working on this step, folks, just quickly, the steps as we humbly ask God to remove our shortcomings. When you've been around the recovery life for a number of years, you find there's a lot of recurrences. Things come back, you know, and hopefully they are staved off in a way that a relapse of any kind is not necessary. When you're looking at this step today, are there any particular shortcomings, you know, that you see on a recurring basis in your recovery that you would really like to say, well, listen, God, you know, God of my understanding, listen, I've had this long enough. Can I be rid of this now? Is there anything that comes to mind?
sorry. Honestly, I think that word humble is missing from my relationship with God for some reason. I do not know why. I'm being honest. I have struggled for the last month. I've not had an issue about the drinking part, but it's the spiritual aspect with God and the connection. How do I put it? I don't know if it's my workload that's creating this distance. You could say I'm content, but then I'm not content. Like, I'm trying to fill that void or that emptiness within me with a human relationship, not with a relationship with God. And I prefer that, to be honest, to have that. I've always strived for that. Because I find that there is more peace, more serenity when you have a relationship with God. And I don't have that. Because then life makes much more sense. I'm not saying that having a relationship with a human is a bad thing. But then there are problems with that come with it. Right?
Definitely.
Or is that an understatement?
No, you're speaking truth.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know my story. I've always struggled with that part of life. And I've seen people, you know, all of a sudden spiritually heal overnight. And then, you know, they're all glorified in this. And I always seem to lack that. I don't seem to find it. And I don't know whether I'm being stubborn. It's not, or it's my pride, or I'm just not able to let go. And that's where I struggle, but I am at the same time grateful for where I am today in life, you know?
Yeah. Well, you see, because you're in the rooms of different 12-step meetings, you see so much relapse. It's just natural. You see it all the time. And you're not doing that, you know? Like, that's a miracle in itself. It's a big miracle. And in my opinion, it can only come from God. I mean, you can work hard and all these things, but if God's not behind you on that, or if your, you know, whatever your sense of connection to the Almighty is not behind that, that's pretty hard to keep. And you know that from historic instances, you know, from, and now you have, what do you had, a couple of years now? Or
almost two.
Yeah, almost 2 years.
December, it'll be 2 years.
Yeah, look how long you worked on trying to get one, let alone two, you know, so I don't know, miracles come in funny ways, but, you know, the other miracles stem in many cases around feelings, I think, and it's really how you feel about that relationship and how you feel about that relationship that makes a difference. And if you do have the one that you know is the best one to have, then the other ones are a lot easier. That's the way I look at it. And if you don't, you're inviting chaos. I don't know. What do you think, Gary?
Well, first I'd like to say this to you, Raj. I don't know all of your story, right? But I heard you say 2 years. 2 years is a long time. You've come a long way in 2 years. I need you to look at that. Because you're not here by coincidence today. I'm not here by coincidence today. None of us. I had to hear a part of your story. And there's a saying that goes something like this. Correct me if I'm wrong, Scott. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. Right? So we are the clay. So God is shaping you. There's a gift that you have. You're going through a process. A process. We all go through a process. I've been through a process. I'm still going through a process. I'm always going to be imperfect. Right? So God is God's going to meet you where you're at. What you see is also in you. It's in you, Raj. You're more than what you think you are. I'm looking at a man that is destined and has greatness in him, and he's not going to fail. If it was over, you wouldn't be 2 years ahead of the game. You've come a long way. So look up, look up, look up. And, you know, I see greatness in you, man. Believe it, believe it, believe it.
Yeah, amen. And, you know, when you look at this reading, it's all about humility, folks. You know, the first word is humbly. When I think of humility, I think of, you know, Scott, looking at Scott objectively from outside. Where do you think you fit in this spectrum, if we want to call it that, of humility when God is at the other end there? Where do you think you fit on the spectrum, you know? And I can say, well, obviously the very other end, and yet I'm made, as everybody else is, equally, and so on and so forth. But how I experience my smallness in light of his greatness is really my measurement of whether I'm humble or not. And that, folks, makes me feel like put my head down and, you know, and not looking, it's too bright up there or something, you know, that kind of thing. And that's powerful for me. So, you know, as we said, Reg and I were talking before the show, and I think pride is the opposite or the opposing force to humility. And, you know, we all have some of it. I mean, it comes out in ego forms and, you know, bits and pieces. And we all have a bit, but, you know, sometimes we're hard on ourselves, too. And I think you're good at that. You know, I know I am.
I think I'm ahead of you guys on that aspect. You didn't ask me. I'm ahead of that.
No, I don't want to hear how that toe's doing. That's why I didn't ask.
Oh, my gosh. You know, my brother, Raj, when I come here, it's tough love. I tell one story, and he kind of keeps it in his pocket, and he pulls it out when he feels like it. And I can't do anything because I have to stay humble in humility.
This is a testing ground. Then we've got our man behind the wires there, Jason, and I think Gary's got some thoughts about him that I'm sure they'll come out during the show today. But
about Jason?
About Jay and his power of production behind the mic and so on, his quiet.
I was thinking it's funny you would say that, because I was actually thinking about today, and I was calling this the Whistle Enterprise.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
And this is not Captain Kirk. It's AKA Captain J.
I like the Captain J.
The Whistle Enterprise.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
I thought that was something going off there. I was just about to have the big one. listen, we're going to have to take a break and pay some bills here. Jay, you think you can handle that for us,
Mr. I think it's time to pay
Jay,
those bills.
Jay, the production man.
Yeah, and we'll be back here on Sharing the Burden on Whistle FM.